Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. No human being belongs there. John 16 says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you." Then there's Proverbs 11 and verse 30. "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and the one who is wise saves lives." And then there is Matthew 25 and verse 41. "Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels.'" Today we are going to talk serious business. This is an ASAP issue. So consider this an emergency meeting and you are the only one present. Here's a question before you today. Are you born again? To be born again is a response to the message of the gospel of Jesus. Jesus came into this world to save people from sins, to give people the opportunity to receive eternal life. Eternal life is a beautiful thing. It is the blessing of living forever in heaven with the God who created you. It is the desired life after death. We gain eternal life when we believe on Jesus, believe that he died to save us, and to use the language that we use to children, invite Jesus to come into your heart. So by your own admission, you say you are born again. That's great, which means that you have met the requirements for eternal life. I am happy for you, really am. There is something, however, in the fine print of the document that certifies that you're born again. The first text speaks about it. "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you." God chose you to be part of his big family of people who are born again. And he says that every one of us who are part of this tribe of people who are born again, we have been chosen for a specific purpose. That purpose is that we will be used by the Holy Spirit to lead someone else or some more people to be born again. It is not optional. Rather, it is an appointment. In other words, Jesus wants me and you and your friend who is born again to make it our business to help others to become born again. How much of that is happening in your life? If you say, not a lot, I can understand. But we need to fix that and fix it ASAP. It's as if we don't have the option of ignoring this appointment. Have you ever given serious thought to this? And if yes, can you think of some people you could help in becoming born again and to come into the blessing of receiving eternal life? Well, it is a pretty good time to give it some thought. The second text paints a beautiful picture. It says the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and the one who is wise saves lives. Let me help you to understand it a little more clearly. Remember, the first text said that we have been chosen and appointed to bear fruit that will last. Well, here is something that is connected. You are the righteous one simply because you are born again. And so if we do what we have been chosen and appointed to do, if we bear fruits that will last, then each of those persons is a tree of life. They will be the fruit that will last. The next piece is the language that I love. If you carry out the appointment, if you lead people to be born again, then God labels you as a wise person. In other words, not every person who is born again is wise. Wise, born again people are those who are helping others to be born again. Surely you want to be considered wise by God, right? Me too. The third text brings it home. One day, sometime in the future, God is going to do this extensive court session and each person will come before him. If anyone who comes before him is not born again, if someone comes to the desk where God is sitting and they do not carry the certification of being born again, and they do not have the document of approval for eternal life, all of those persons will be told to stand on God's left side. And listen to what is going to happen. Then he, God, will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." Did you hear that? God is going to sentence people who are not born again, people who did not gain eternal life designation while they were alive, and they will be sent to this horrible place called hell that God had built a long, long time ago for the devil and his angels. Let us get a picture of hell. Actually, it is a place of torment, sometimes described as a lake of fire. The harsh reality of hell is that the people who end up there will not die from the burning. They will be in a state of torment forever. The Bible says that anyone who is sent to hell will never, ever get out. It is their final destination. You arrive in hell and the torment starts and goes on forever. Why am I telling you all of this? Simple. You have a work to do. Your job is to help people from going to hell by getting them to be born again. You do so by sharing the same gospel message that got you to be born again. Share it with people. That is, if you care about people ending up in a burning hell. No human being belongs there. I would love to hear from you about this message. Write me at friendofclyde@gmail.com.